A very warm welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio by one of the partners from Harrogate Family Law, Carol Jessop. We're talking about the process of obtaining a divorce. So we've talked about the current process, but what about the plans to reform? Because it's not perfect, is it, the process?
No, it's not, by any means. And the divorce process in England and Wales has been basically the same since 1973. The Matrimonial Causes Act 1973 is the main statute dealing with divorce and financial proceedings. There have been small changes along the way, such as changing from having to swear an oath on the Bible to confirm that the petition is correct to now signing a statement to confirm it is the truth, without having to swear on oath. And the statement arrangements for the children has also been dropped, which I mentioned earlier. In the last week, we've been notified that the petition is changing to a more user-friendly document with less legal terminology in it. But there have been attempts to allow no-fault divorces without couples having to wait until they've been separated for 2 years over time. In 1996, the Family Law Act was passed to enable couples to divorce without making any allegations of blame after they'd been separated for a year. However, despite that being approved by Parliament, it was never implemented. And again, in October 2015, another bill was introduced to Parliament to allow couples to agree to divorce on a no-fault basis straight away. But that didn't get anywhere either. Opponents to reform feel that it's making divorce easier and undermining marriage. But I have to say I don't agree with this. I know of no one over the years I've been a lawyer who has gone into a divorce lightly. Reform would only make it easier for people to divorce amicably, which has surely got to be of benefit to everyone, especially the children. We have, however, made great strides of reform over the years for same-sex marriage and civil partnership. The law relating to divorce and finances is the same for heterosexuals as well as for gay couples. So we hope that we may get a less adversarial divorce process in the future. Now, I hope this information has been useful, but if anybody wants advice on a one-to-one basis or has ideas for topics they'd like to hear covered in the show, please email me at carol.jessop@harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk. You can also find all our contact details on our website at harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk and our offices at Victoria Avenue, Harrogate.
Carol, thank you so much for coming in again. I can't believe another month has gone past. So just a reminder that Carol's a partner at Harrogate Family Law. She's accredited as a family law specialist by Resolution. Carol also sits on Resolution's National Committee, which is responsible for improving standards in family law as well. So you can find out more about Resolution by going to resolution.org.uk. And as Carol mentioned, you can find out more about Harrogate Family Law and listen to the podcasts of this show and previous shows at harrogatefamilylaw.co.uk. Thank you, Carol.